1. Who I am in Christ. I am called of God by my name, Isaiah 43:1. I am engraved on the palm of God's hands, Isaiah 49:16. I am delivered from the power of darkness, Colossians 1:13. I am a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. I have a purpose for living, Jeremiah 29:11, Ephesians 1:11-12. I am never forsaken, Psalm 27:10. I have a Father, Psalm 68:5. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19. I am receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, Hebrews 12:28. I am loved with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31:3. I am crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. I am the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. I am more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. I am an ambassador for Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am accepted in the beloved, Ephesians 1:6. I am beloved and chosen by God, 1 Thessalonians 1:4. I am healed by the wounds of Jesus, 1 Peter 2:24. I am free from condemnation, Romans 8:1. I am complete in Christ, Colossians 2:10. I know God's voice, John 10:14. I have all my needs met in Christ, Philippians 4:19. I have everlasting life, John 6:47. I have power to control my thoughts, 2 Corinthians 10:5. The Lord is my rock and my salvation, Psalm 18:2. I have received power from the Holy Spirit to heal the sick, cast out demons, defeat the enemy, Mark 16:17. I forget the past and go forward with Christ, Philippians 3:12-13. I have received the power that raised Jesus from the dead, Ephesians 1:19-20. I am redeemed from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. I always triumph in Christ, 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2. Commitment to preach. I go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. I am very careful, then, how I live. I live not as unwise, but as wise. I decide to make the most of every evangelistic opportunity, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15. I go into all the world and make disciples of all the peoples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I teach them to obey the commandments of Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:18-28:20. I am as bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. God gives me utterance in the opening of my mouth to boldly make known the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians 6:19. I am watchful in all things. I endure afflictions. I do the work of an evangelist. I fulfill my ministry. 2 Timothy 4:5. I go into the highways and the byways, and compel them to come in, so that the house of the Lord may be filled. Luke 14:23. I am an ambassador of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. I plead with men to be reconciled to God, and not to receive the grace of God, in vain. 2 Corinthians 5:20, 6:1. I preach Jesus Christ. Acts 8.5 I preach the word. 2 Timothy 4.2 I go where God sends me, and I speak the words of God. John 3.34 3. Ministry of a believer. God has given me the ministry of reconciliation. I implore people, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5.20 I proclaim the praises of Him who called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2.9 I am a royal priest. 1 Pet 2.9 Revelation 1.6 I present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Romans 12.1 The life which I now live in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 2.20 I am an ambassador for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5.20 As a believer in Christ, the works that Christ did I shall do also, and greater works shall I do, because Christ has gone to the Father. John 14.12 4. Ministry Growth Confessions. Oh, that you would bless me and eat and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not suffer or cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. 1 Chronicles 4:10 The Lord God says that he will also let me inquire of him, to do this for me he will increase my men, like a flock. Ezekiel 36.37 In this the Father is glorified, that I bear much fruit, and I will be Christ's disciple. John 15.8 I have not chosen Jesus, but he has chosen me, and planted me, that I should go, and bear fruit, and my fruit remain, that whatever I should ask the Father in Christ's name, he should give me. John 15.16 I am a young man and I shall see visions. Acts 2.17 I shall expand to the right and to the left, and my descendants will inherit the nations, and make the desolate cities inhabited. Isaiah 54.3 God who supplies seed to the sower, and bread for food supplies, and multiplies the seed I have sown, and increases the fruits of my righteousness, while I am enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving to God. 2 Corinthians 9.109.11 In the morning I sow my seed, and in the evening I do not withhold my hand, for I don't know which will prosper the most, either this, or that, or whether both alike will be good. Ecclesiastes 11.6 God will lay my stones with colorful gems, and lay my foundations with sapphires. God will make my pinnacles of rubies, my gates of crystal, and all my walls of precious stones. Isaiah 54.11 54.12 All my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. Isaiah 54.13 In righteousness I shall be established. I shall be far from oppression, for I shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near me. Isaiah 54.14 Whoever assembles against me shall fall for my sake. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment I shall condemn. This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord, and my righteousness is of God. Isaiah 54.15 54.17 I shall call a nation I do not know, and nations who do not know me shall run to me because of the Lord my God, for he has glorified me. Isaiah 55.5. I lift up my eyes all around, and see they all gather together, they come to me, my sons shall come from afar, and my daughters shall be nursed at my side. Then I shall see, and become radiant, and my heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to me, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to me. Isaiah 60.4-60.5. I receive power now that the Holy Spirit has come upon me, and I will be a witness unto Jesus Christ everywhere. Acts 1.8. I go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all things such as Christ has commanded me, and Christ is with me always in it, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28.18-28.20. I go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Mark 16.15. I shall cast out demons. I speak with new tongues. I cannot be poisoned to death. I shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mark 16.17-16.18. By this time I should be a teacher of God's Word. Jesus the Good Shepherd is being formed in me. Jesus the Prophet is being formed in me. Jesus the Apostle is being formed in me. Jesus the Teacher is being formed in me. Jesus the Evangelist is being formed in me. 5. Confessions about edification. Whenever I come together with the brethren, all things are to be done for edification. 1 Corinthians 14.26. I speak in a tongue and edify myself. 1 Corinthians 14.4. I prophesy, and edify the church. 1 Corinthians 14.4. Since I am zealous for spiritual gifts, it is for the edification of the church that I seek to excel. 1 Corinthians 14.12. I speak only such a word as is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Ephesians 4.29. 6. Confessions on purity. I am to let no one despise my youth, but I am to be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. 1 Timothy 4.12. When Christ is revealed, I shall be like him, for I shall see him as he is. I have this hope in him and so I purify myself, just as Jesus Christ is pure. 1 John 3.2-3.3. I love my brother and abide in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in me. 1 John 2.10. I must be pure in heart, for blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5.8. Having God's promises, I cleanse myself from all filthiness of flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7.1. I commend myself as a minister of God by purity. 2 Corinthians 6.6. The blood of Christ cleanses my conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews 9.19. God puts his law in my heart and writes it on my mind. Jeremiah 31.31. God sprinkles clean water on me, and I am clean. God cleanses me from all my filthiness, and from all my idols. Ezekiel 36.25. God gives me a new heart and puts a new spirit within me. God takes the heart of stone out of my flesh and gives me a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36.26. God has put His Spirit within me and causes me to walk in His statutes and to keep His judgments and do them. Ezekiel 36.27. God delivers me from all my uncleanness, and calls for grain, and multiplies it, and brings no famine upon me. Ezekiel 36.29. 7. Confessions on diligence. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. Proverbs 10.22. I will not be a lazy sluggard. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Proverbs 14.22. In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. I get down to business. Proverbs 14.23. I am not lagging in diligence. I am fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12.11. Diligence is my precious possession. Proverbs 12.27. Diligent hands make me rich. Proverbs 10.4. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slothful will be put to forced labor. I will be diligent and rule. Proverbs 12.24. And whatever I do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that from the Lord I will receive the reward of the inheritance, for I serve the Lord Christ. Colossians 3.23-3.24. Whether I eat, or drink, or whatever I do all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10.31. I gather in summer. Proverbs 10.5. My labor leads to life. Proverbs 10.16. I will not yield to the temptation to sleep when I should be working or praying. I will not be a lazy sluggard. Proverbs 4.33. I diligently seek good and find favor. Proverbs 11.27. I do not follow frivolity. I till my land and am satisfied with bread. Proverbs 12.11. I am diligent and my soul shall be made rich. Proverbs 13.4. I gather spiritual and material wealth by labor, and it increases. Proverbs 14.11. The recompense of my hands will be rendered to me. Proverbs 12.14. I will not let my affairs get out of order. My room will be tidy. My vineyard will not be all overgrown with thorns, nor will my stone wall be broken down. Proverbs 4.31. I aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind my own business, and to work with my own hands, as the Lord commanded me. 1 Thessalonians 4.11. I work with labor and toil night and day, that I might not be a burden to anyone, following the example of the Apostle Paul, who commanded, if anyone will not work, let him not eat. I work in quietness and eat my own bread. 2 Thessalonians 3.8-3.12. 8. Confessions on love and loving. I am to be an example to the believers in love. 1 Timothy 4.12. since I have purified my soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, I must love the other believers fervently with a pure heart. 1 Peter 1.22. All that I do is to be done with love. 1 Corinthians 16.14. All that I do with my wife is to be done with love. All that I do with my co-workers must be done in love. I pursue love. I pursue love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14.1. As a man elect of God, holy and beloved, I put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. I bear with the others, and forgive the others. If I ever have a complaint against any one of them, I must forgive them, just as Christ forgave me. Above all things I put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Colossians 3.12-3.14. I am to be rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3.16. God has poured out His love into my heart by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given to me. Romans 5.5. I walk in love. Ephesians 5.2. I am merciful, even as my Father in heaven is merciful. Luke 6.36. I am to suffer long. I am to be patient. I can wait, even when it hurts. I am to be kind. I am to be gentle to others. I treat others with respect. I am not to be jealous. I am not to envy others, who are blessed with something which I lack. I am not to envy successful ministers, those who have more than me or anyone at all. I am not to brag. I am not to show off. I am not desirous of being the center of men's attention. I do not try to impress people by parading myself and what I can do or have done. I do not strut about arrogantly. I am not to be arrogant. I refuse to be arrogant. I do not boastfully and arrogantly judge others. I am not to criticize and complain about others. I am not puffed up. I am down to earth. I associate with the humble. I am not to behave unbecomingly. I am not to behave rudely. I must seek to fit in, being sensitive to the emotional needs of others. Where I can, I observe the cultural customs of men provided it is innocent. I don't talk too much. I think of the wants of others. I treat God with respect. I do not seek my own will, but God's. I don't seek my own interests, but the interests of all, especially Christ. I don't seek my own honor, rather, I have a zeal for the glory of God. I am not to seek my own will, but God's. I am not to seek my own interests, but the interests of all, especially Christ. I must not seek my own honor, rather, I must have a zeal for the honor of God. I must not seek my own profit, but the profit of all, that they may be saved. 1 Corinthians 10:32. I am not to be provoked. I must not get annoyed or irritable with people. I must never lose my temper. I am not to think of evil things or evil things about people. I am not to take into account wrongs suffered at the hands of another. I do not allow evil suspicions concerning others to take root in my mind. I believe the best I can about others. When I know that something in them is bad, I hope for a change. I hold out hope that it was an exceptional, not a habitual kind of thing in their life. I do not think about how to gratify sinful passions. I cover over sins, not mentioning them unless it will produce some good to do so. I do not repeat the matter of past offenses. I do not rejoice in iniquity, but I do rejoice in the truth. I bear all things. I believe everything God says, because I trust Him. I believe the best about others. I believe in God's love and compassion and promises. I am abounding in positive expectation and hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope for the best about others. I hope in God and His Word. I endure all things for the sake of Christ. God's love in me never fails. 1 Corinthians 13.4-13.8. I go, and do likewise, even as the Samaritan cared for and bound up the wounds of a stranger. I love my wife. I am to love her as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for her. Ephesians 5.25. I must love the Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength, and I love my neighbor as myself. Luke 10.27. 9. Confessions on joy and rejoicing. Jesus told me to abide in Him, so that His joy may be in me, and that my joy may be full. John 15.11. My sorrow will be turned into joy. John 16.20. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30.5. My heart will rejoice, and my joy no one will take from me. John 16.22. I ask, and I shall receive, that my joy may be full. John 16.24. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and my song, He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy I will draw water from the wells of salvation. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Therefore God is my joy and my strength. Isaiah 12.2 12.3 Nay 8.10. God is my exceeding joy. Psalm 43.4. I rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians 4.4. God will show me the path of life. In His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16.11. God gives me the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. This is God's gift and God's will. Isaiah 61.3. God's word is to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Jeremiah 15.16. Jesus wants His joy to be fulfilled in me. John 17.13. The God of hope fills me with all joy and peace in believing that I may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15.13. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, the Spirit of God is in me to produce His fruit. Galatians 5.22. I count it all joy when I fall into various trials. James 1.2. When people revile, and persecute me, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for Christ's sake, I rejoice, and am exceedingly glad, for great is my reward in heaven, for so they treated the prophets who were before me. Matthew 5.12. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John 1.4. I seek the Lord and my heart rejoices. 1 Chronicles 16.10. I love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness more than my companions. Psalm 45.7. 10. Humbling oneself and walking in humility. The need to humble myself. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to humble yourself to walk with your God? Micah 6.8. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Titus 3.1-3.2. Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5.6-5.7. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5.5. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4.10. Therefore whoever humbles himself, as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I must humble myself, as the little child, who came when Jesus called in order, to be great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18.4. If my people, who are called by my name will humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7.14. For everyone who exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. We should humble ourselves before God, and let him search our hearts and confess our sins rather than exalting ourselves in the presence of God. Luke 18.14. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. Proverbs 11.2. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly, than to divide the spoil with the proud. Proverbs 16.18-16.19. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. John 7.18. At any kind of social gathering, where you are invited, take the lowest place. This is one way to humble yourself. Humility recognizes that I need God. Recognize when people follow that it is only because they see that God is with me. Keep the attitude, I need God. 11. Confessions on strength. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. Psalm 18.32. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 29.11. In quietness and confidence shall be my strength. Isaiah 30.15. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6.10. I have put on the complete armor of God. Ephesians 6.11. God gives power to the weak. and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Isaiah 40.29 I shall renew my strength. I shall receive God's strength as I wait upon him. I shall mount up with wings, like eagles. I shall run, and not be weary. I shall walk, and not faint. All this shall happen to me, because I wait on the Lord. Isaiah 40.31 God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46.1 The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Acts 15.2 Psalm 118.19 Isaiah 12.2 Like Moses, my eyesight shall not be dim, nor shall my natural vigor be abated. Deuteronomy 34.7 God has commanded me. I am strong and very courageous in Christ. I am not afraid, nor dismayed, for the Lord my God is with me wherever I go. Joshua 1.9 Christ has made me a king and priest to God. God will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. 1 Samuel 2.10 I strengthen myself in the Lord my God. 1 Samuel 30.6 God has armed me with strength for battle. He has subdued under me those who rose against me. 2 Samuel 22.40 The joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah 8.10 I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Psalm 18.1 The Lord is my strength and my shield, and my saving refuge. Psalm 28.7-28.8 The Lord will give strength to his people. Psalm 29.11 God is my defense. Psalm 59.9 The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Psalm 68.35 God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73.26 A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. God gives abundant wisdom to me without finding fault. Proverbs 24.5 The Lord gives strength to those who turn the battle at the gate. Isaiah 28.6 Conditions I keep every commandment which God commands me today, that I may be strong, and possess the promises of God. Deuteronomy 11.8 Consequences I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4.13